He said, a man who is rich in their own ecclesiastical power and their own substance. He said, a man like that who is a liar. And he said, I hate men like that. He did not say, I hate the sin, but I hate men. I believe that. A beggar who's proud. I'm too proud. I won't ask you for nothing. That's where we are. We're beggars. We have nothing. We're full of pride. It's wrong. He said, I hate men like that. And I hate a man who thinks he possesses something. He's a liar. God, Yahweh said, I hate them. That's what Yahweh said, I hate them. He said, and an adulterous, listen to this, and an adulterous old man. He said, and an adulterous old man who lack understanding. Who think he actually has something. He's holding something. Think he got something under his belt. He said, I hate that. Who doesn't despise an adulterous old man that actually think he got something? He looks stupid, doesn't he? He said, I hate that. Well, that's in the Apocrypha. That's relevant today, brothers and sisters. If I hadn't told you where it was, it would sound like the Psalms, wouldn't it? Or Proverbs. He said, I hate an adulterous old man who lacks good sense. Now, he hates a liar. A man who's a liar, Yahweh hates that. And that is the thing that is proliferating among the people of Yahweh. The spirit of lying. False witnesses. Accusations. Statements out of your mouth. Well, you have to learn to be quiet. And if it's so about your brother and sister, pray for it. Pray for it. You don't have to tell nobody. Pray for it. If Yahweh allow you to see it, then pray for it. That's how you do it. If the matter is so, pray for it. That's how you do it. Come on, if you know someone's a tattletale, you confess a fault to them. I would not. Not me. That's why they can't be novice. Can't be a novice. You have to be seasoned and wise. I've been around longer than him or her. You too. Sure I have. So when I was a liar, you deal with a liar. And I deal with it this day. Well, then they won't appreciate me. There's one thing about this battle. You get scarred, but that's all right. I don't mind getting scarred. I'm a person of, I got tenacity. I really am. I don't like to lose at nothing. Even if I'm shooting marbles, I don't like to lose. Oh, I don't take it hard if I lose, but I don't like to lose. So I count the cost and see what costs me to lose. Then I try to refine those things. I don't have no problem losing. Period. I really do not. I don't get emotional about it. It doesn't trouble me. But I still weigh the issue why I lost. I'm a warrior. And I'm not going to let a lieutenant soldier. No, not with a tin sword. I have the sword of the Ruah. Not with a flesh sword beat me back. Now, I won't allow that. And I will never allow you all to put me in a position that I'm infuriated. I mean, I'm inferior. I feel fearful of what you will say or think. Or your reactions or your response. I will never let you do that. Hallelujah. Yahweh said, I hate those three things. I despise them. This is what Yahshua says in Yochanan in chapter 8, verse 43. Why y'all get upset with me? Why y'all get offended at what I say? Look what he says, my son. He says in Yochanan chapter 8, verse 43. He says this. He said, why you do not understand my speech, what I say? Why is it troubling you? Even because you cannot hear my words, you don't understand the decrees, the mandate, what I speak to you. You do not understand the moral perceptions or precepts of Yahweh. Why you don't like my speech? He said, the reason you don't like it, because you are of your father, Shaitan, the devil. And the lust of your father will you do. He was a murderer. What is a murderer? If a brother or sister hate one another without a cause, you're a murderer. You that say you're supposed to love your brother and sister, and you tell them you don't love them, that's a murderer. That's what it is. He said, you were a murderer from the beginning and stayed not in the truth. You did not abide in the truth. You did not love Torah. Because there is no truth in you, Shaitan, in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own lie. For he is a liar and the father of lies. He is prone to slander. He is slanderous and he speaks deception. That's what he does. He said, you of your daddy the devil. He said, because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. He said, which of you can rebuke me of sin? That's what he said. Tell me. He said, you don't want to receive what I say because you can't convince me of sin. Tell me my sins. In verse 47, he said, he that is of Yahweh hears Yahweh's word, and therefore hear them not because you are not of Yahweh. So they can't hear because they're not of Yahweh. Yahweh, first of all, the Ruach comes to do what? It comes to do what? Come to do what? Reprove. 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 The world of sin. You understand that? See, they don't even have the Ruach of Yahweh. Because there's one thing the Ruach does. It tells you your sins. It shows you. You're very cognizant. You're conscious of your ways. You are. You know when you're doing wrong. You know when you're lying. You do not have the Ruach of Yahweh. You will lie with no conscience at all. Someone tell you you need to get on your face. Someone tell you you need to get into the scriptures. You won't do that. Why? Because what you read, this preacher will get up here and preach and let you know that's what you need. Anything you read, I will touch on it. It will let you know that's what you need. Or you like to let someone know you read tonight because you hadn't read in 6 months. And you go tell them the scripture you read, you don't realize that you're trying to tell them that's what you need. Scripture says, I'm going to continue this now. I'm going to finish this up. It says this, and I want to read this in the 8th chapter, John 8:54. Go down a little bit, same chapter. This is what HaMashiach says, and he's continuing to talk to these hard-headed people. Yahshua answered and said, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Abba that honors me, Yahweh, to whom you say that he is your Abba. You say that you know him. You say that he is your Abba. Yet have you not known him, but I know him. And if I should say that I know him not, I should be a liar like what? So if I say I'm a liar, I should be a liar just like you. He said, I'll be a liar just like you. But I know him, and I keep his saying. I do what he tells me. He said, and your Abba Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. And for me to say I'm a liar because you lie, I'm a liar just like you. No, I will not say that. When a man practices lies, when a person practices lies, you will find the same ones in the same trash heap all the time. You'll find them. They will come to you. When you find someone that is always willing, listen to me, to come tell you about what someone else is doing, you ask them, what are you doing? How do you know so much? How do you find out all these things? How do you find out when you're supposed to be in your home, minding your own business, doing your own thing, watching over the house of your own house? How do you know so much? Where do you get that from? How do you know that? Quiet, huh? You see, my brother Jermaine doesn't come to me that way. Deacon Benny, Elder Martin, I don't care what you think. Elder Martin, the things we talk about, they're things that are needed to be talked about. Brother Sean doesn't come to me talking about things like that. Yeshua taught us a Zion, you're good at that. You better get on your faces. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You better repent. And I warn you. I warn you. It's a corrupt thing there. And it's none of Yahweh. And all men are liars. In my haste, I said, all men are liars. All men are not liars. All men are not liars. They're not liars. Every man is not a liar. He said, if I say I don't know Yahweh or I'm doing something wrong, I'll be a liar like you. And I'm not a liar like you. I don't go around lying like you. That's the truth. I said to them the other day, I said, one day, I remember when I first got married, I had a job. I was making $2.65 an hour. And what it was, we made sashes for windows and doors. Charles was a black guy and I was black. He was making $3 an hour. He had been working there for about 5 years. 4 or 5 years. I was making $2.65. I had no problem with that. I was a newbie. So they brought this white guy in. He was lazy too. They started him off with $3.65. I will show an example. And so he told me one day, we were talking, we were working together. He said, I make $3.65 an hour. I said, wow. So I was talking to Charles one day because we rode together. We carpooled to work together. And I just, one day in a statement, I say, man, he's paying. Not that I was jealous of that, because I wasn't. Really, it didn't bother me. I said, they brought, what you call him, paying $3.65 an hour. Well, I didn't know Charles was making $3.10 an hour. Well, Charles got upset. I didn't know what was taking. I said it tongue in cheek to him. He goes to the manager, says to him, why are you paying him $3.65? I've been here 3 or 4 years. You're only paying me $3.10. He said, how did you find that out? He said, who told you? He said, Dave Roberts. Man walks out there with a pink slip and said, Dave Roberts, you fired me. What? He fired me. He didn't explain. He said, you fired. He said, you fired. What did I do? See, I was meddling in something I had no place. That taught me a valuable lesson. It taught me a very valuable lesson. I didn't run my mouth like that again. Because it wasn't my business. The guy, he wasn't telling me that to create something. He just told me. He wasn't telling me that to create anything. And so what the man realized, your attitude is like this, and I've had Charles here all along. He's been happy. He's been a good worker. And all of a sudden you tell him that, and you create this havoc. I don't blame him. I would have fired David too. He said, you're fired. That's what they're going to do. That's exactly what. Wise person, they hear, they listen, they understand, they pay attentive. They're attentive. I talk to brothers, if I don't know, I think I listen to them. I don't have no hang-ups about that. I have no problems at all. Have no problem with brother Allen, any brother teaching me something. Have you ever taught me things, son? Sure. I have a problem with that? No, sir. If anything, I want to try to work as hard as him to get up to snuff. I don't have no emotional setback like that. That's why I've been able to learn so many things. Because I've been able to realize that I need to be taught. And a wise man needs to realize that he needs to be taught. And a fool will never be allowed to be taught. And the world is not this little fantasized, surreal idea what we have of the world. You better find a place. And find us a place of repentance. And cry. That's what I would do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to read a few more. I'm going to close. That's all right. I know that folks listen. That's all right. Just the other week, she wrote, my brother wrote up there in Canada and said, Pastor Roberts, that message you preached on last Shabbat, that was for me. I needed that. That was what I needed. That's what I needed. Sister then, Ohio, she said, Pastor Robert, Sister Michael, she said, Pastor Robert, I know you said you don't believe in folly when you preach and stuff, but you said that I had to. Because the way you said it, it was just so real. And what you said was right. This is a generation that thinks that it's above the Torah. You can tell a ton about a person, the expression, the way they walk. Give me an S. You ever been there when they're doing that? Give me an A. They all, don't they? Give me an M. You been in there? Sam's Club. Sam. All of them, don't they? The fat one, the skinny one's all black, white. Makes no difference. They got to do it. You take somebody like Valerie, you know her, Dick and Betty. Well, you watch them when they, give me an S. Give me an A. Hey, that's why she's in the position she's in. That's why she makes the kind of money she makes. You're going to have to toe the company line. And with Yahweh, you're going to have to toe his line too. You're not going against the grain what he commands you to do. And you think you're going to the world and you're going to be a misfit and you're going to be a social retard. That's the truth. And I hate this vile nature. I hate it. We should be brothers and sisters that live together in unity. In shalom. I don't care what you got. You got something against a sister, you go to her. Just be honest enough. So I just got a problem. You will find out, once you start talking to the sister, you'll find out what little you have against her. What little problem you do have. The problem is in you. How do I know that? Because as much as lies within you, has nothing to do with them. I don't care what a man does to me. Much lies within you. I was at the store the day this man gets out. He's a white guy. Now, he's not even in the out of the store. Here I got my stuff here on the curve. Here I got my truck. I'm back and back. I'm just, let me be in place, man. He's not even out of the store, you know. And so I blew the horn. He started raising King. So he gets out of the truck with his big ear bob and all this on. Of course, that didn't frighten me. I just looked at him. I get out of the truck and I walk right out. I just looked at him. His whole demeanor changed. He got quiet. I just looked at him the whole time. I'm looking at him. His whole character changed. Whole demeanor. Now, he was wrong because he wasn't even ready to check out. But he's going to raise Cain. He just looked at the fool. That's why you got to be involved like that. You think you're tough. I wouldn't even waste my energy to dignify a fool like that. You understand? I would not even bring Yahweh that kind of shame. I'll just look at him. That's enough. That's the kind of generation we're dealing with. And that's what Torah does. It shapes that. So that's why you don't run around lying and speaking false reports. You just be quiet. If a sister sins, just keep it to yourself. And go before Yahweh. You don't have to go tell every sister, Tom, and every brother. There are things I don't say nothing about. And there are things I will. This one I will. You understand? I will on this one. Scripture says here, I want to close here. It says in Shirach, I want you to hear this. The man who fears Yahweh will do this. A man that fears Yahweh, he will do this. And he who holds to the Torah will obtain wisdom. They will get great understanding. She will come to meet him like a mother, like the wife of his youth. She will welcome him. She will feed him with bread of understanding of Binah and give him the water of wisdom to drink. He will lean on her and will not fail. A man that has wisdom, he will not fall. And he will rely on her and will not put her to shame. He will not put the wisdom of Yahweh to shame. She will exalt him above his neighbors, will open his mouth in the middle of the assembly, and that's why my mouth is open today. He will find gladness and a crown of rejoicing, and will acquire an everlasting name. His name shall be spoken of well. It says this, foolish men will not obtain wisdom, and sinful men will not see her. Listen to this. Wisdom now, she is far from men of pride. Do you hear this? And liars will never even think of her. They never think of wisdom. A liar has no compulsion for wisdom because they're busy with lies and corruption. A liar. Do you understand that? The wisdom of Yahweh, the mind, to have that mind. A liar will never even think of her. Why? A song of praise is not fitting on the lips of a liar. You find liars, they will not praise Yahweh. They will praise lies now. But when it comes to praising Yahweh, they cannot do that. They have no ability to lift him up. They will not thank him. But when there's a lie, they will lift up a lie continuously. For it has been sent from Yahweh. That's why they can't speak it. But if it's sent over the daddy, they will obey it. If a lie sent from the devil, they will obey him. How could a man say, he that says, I know Yahweh, and keeps not his mitzvot, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Do not bear false witness. So you say you know Yahweh, and you love him, you bear false witness against your neighbor or brother, you are a flat-out liar. So you get the witness and to make sure that the witness is true. And then you judge the one that brings you the witness against someone. There's nothing more putrefying than a gossiping woman than a gossiping man that loves trivial things and loves to be nosy and listen and try to take things. You find a brother like that, you rebuke him. You rebuke him hard. How about that way? I don't need... Brother Dale, all these years you know me, have I really proud in your life? You tell me something, I say, what, boy? Huh? Think of me all these years, though, I ever asked you anything about your life? Have I? Have I asked you, son? Your life ain't been much of nothing, son. So. Elamon, have I ever asked you anything about you? I've never asked him anything. I don't care about a man's life. I've never been inquisitive of someone's life. I don't want to know about what he's did. I don't care about his sister, what she's done. I don't want to know those things. I don't even want to talk about those things. I've never, in all of these years, I've never inquired of someone, what you did, what did you do, how did you? Never, I've never done that. Because I don't care about that. I've never been inquisitive. Brother Charles, we talk a lot. Do I ever ask you anything? Never. I've never been inquisitive. I don't care about that. I don't want to know about what Brother Charles has done. I don't care about those things. Some of the things Brother Dale tell me, he's done, I say, boy, my, whoa, huh? He's done, boy? My, you never think he's done that. Man, I had it, boy. I said, boom, boom, boom. What? Man, I didn't have that kind of guts. I've never inquired of his life. I don't care about his life. I don't care about what he's done. I don't need to probe him. I need to probe him for what? If I probe him, I'm going to find the same trash I found in me. We're probing a trash bin. You like to probe for trash. Mine is trashy. I like to probe the mind of HaMashiach. Talk scripture to me, son. I guarantee you, because he knows you around me, he will make sure he's prepared in scripture. That's right. And you that love folly, you will be prepared with folly and foolishness. I tell you, what you begin to talk scripture, say, I'll only stay with you. That is the truth, mama. You see. So I talk scripture. Everything I talk is based on that. That's my conversation, my life. That's nothing else to live for. I have no other purpose. No whatsoever. And I will not covet. I will not honor mama's sin or daddy's anyone. I honor what's right. A young man wrote me from England. He said, Pastor Roberts, my mother says stop talking to you. She doesn't want me to talk to you because She wants me to capitulate. She wants me to be a Catholic. And I wrote him back and I showed him scripture. Unless man hate mama, daddy, sister, brother, he cannot pick up the stick of how much you follow him. He is not his disciple. I said, let your mama be a liar, your daddy, and all of them. You do what Yahweh says. I said him just like that. I care what mama says. She's wicked. I want her to talk to you. Well, I just tell her how wicked she is. He said, because I want to honor her. I said, I have nothing to do with that, boy. You obey Yahweh. You do what Yahweh says. Yeah, let Yahweh be true, let every man be a liar. All men are not liars. When a man speaks against Torah, he's a liar. When he goes against the grain of the Torah, he's a liar. The Torah tells you what to do. You hear what a man of a sister, you get on your face and pray for. You don't need to discuss with Sister Roberts. Shut your mouth. That's the way it should be. Period. Mind your own business. Those songs say sweep around your own front door. Hallelujah, Yahweh. May Yahweh help you today. May he strengthen you. I'm blessed. And I'm happy too. I don't care if you all are not. I don't take nothing back. Nothing. I don't repent of nothing. Do you all hear me? I don't repent of one thing. One reproof, one rebuke. I don't repent of it. No, sir. Not sorrowful. And will not apologize. I had a good message I wanted to begin this week. I'll begin it next week. It's a good one. That's all right, Brother Nathan. You all there. Good message. So when you come here, you know what to expect with Pastor Roberts. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's all right. Makes no difference. I'm all right. I know this way, what I say, I'm going to attract enemies, but that's all right. It's all right. I have no problem with that. Because we're dealing with our entire being, brothers and sisters. We're either going in or we're not going in. We're going into the kingdom or we're not. You can go out there and find you someone that play passive with you. Give you some little cream puff type message. You continue in your sin, but I won't do that. You're not listening about the live stream. May Yahweh bless you. Pastor Robert's vintage, that's all. That's just the way Yahweh deals with his people. You search the book, he was dealing with them that way in the Torah. So we're his people. Because we are some of the most stubborn people upon the face of the earth. May he bless you today. May he strengthen your heart. May he cause you to rise with the shine of his brightness upon your face. Bless you all that are listening. Bless you, Brother Nathan. All of you that listen, Brother Michael, Sister Michael, and your son Alex. Bless you all, Sister Tucker. Everyone that's listening, we bless you all in HaMashiach's name. Let us stand to our feet. We're not going to sing the love song today. You ain't feeling too much love, huh? It's about like the basketball player. What was his name? Scottie Pittman. They were playing some team, and that was a great altercation between him and a player. And so he went to the locker room of the player and told the player, give me some love, man. And so when he told the player to give him some love, the player got ready to fight him. And you all better fight the one that's causing you the trouble, and that's the devil. It's your own flesh, your own devilish mind. Hey, Pastor Robert, he just pointed out, show you what it's going to take. So you better deal with your own devilish mind. So when the ball player said, give me some love, the other ball player rose up to really throw some hands on him. Well, of course, they went on to win the championship that year anyway. He was just jealous, upset, mad. So I don't care if you don't give me no love. It makes no difference. You understand? And I mean that. I mean that. I mean that. I will tell you the truth. It may sound hard, but it's the truth. You send one of these young boys to the military, you think that they're going to go in there and tell the drill, his attitude is going to tell the drill, I know what to do. You're like, the drill has already been there. He's going to tell you how to survive in Iraq. He's going to tell you how to survive in Vietnam. I remember, come on, I'm a Vietnam era veteran. And I remember one time I dozed off to sleep, they were giving us maneuvers and training, and this old drill sergeant, he had his two teeth missing. He had had two or three tours of duty in Vietnam. He got infuriated. He was infuriated. He said, Roberts, I'll tell you something, boy. He said, I'm going to put you through this test. If you don't pass it, he said, if you don't pass it, boy. He was angry. Why? Because many young soldiers got killed there. He said, well, hey, I'm going to do something to you, boy. And back then they would do something to you. Your mama to your daddy. They would kick the fire out of you. It's good they did it like that. They made us men, not boys. Or soft things today. And he said, And I went through that course. I went through that obstacle. I was so nervous. My heart, you could almost hear it on the ground. He meant what he said. He was a little short thing, but he was tough. He had gone to Vietnam. So he knew what it took to stay alive there, didn't he? So what are you trying to say? Boy, if you don't listen to me, you wouldn't make it. As soon as you get off the plane, they're going to kill you. That's what he was trying to say to me. And he put enough fear in my heart that I knew exactly. Believe me, it was like photo memory. I remember exactly how the thing Went and I did it too. He still got me though. He made me dig about a 6-foot hole with a shell. We had a shovel about that wide, and put a cigarette butt down there. That's what he did. And you cover that up, and then you go back and find it. Huh? Take you all day to do that. Ain't no easy task. And that Sandy Columbia, that taught me something that day. Taught me to be a soldier and pay attention. In all things we do, bless you, our precious Abba. We thank you for this day, for your word, your instruction, reproof. Because you tell us that reproof of instruction is the way of life. That is the Torah teaching. So I thank you, Yahweh. And I bless you for all things in HaMashiach's mighty name. Bless those that have listened today and give them strength and understanding that they may walk according to your will circumspectly, that they may love you with all. In all things we bless you. And all the Kiddushim's cry, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.